Thank you. The call is now being recorded. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is a Jake call on the 22nd of January 2013. On the call today, we have Fahd Battaneh, Neriana Tajik, Avri Doria, Chris Dillon, and Edmund Chung. We have an apology from Rafiq Damak. And from staff, we have Bart Paswinkle and myself, Tansley Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Edmund.
Thank you, Natalie. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I just want to start by apologizing for the call last month. I was in transit leaving the LA new GTLD prioritization draw. So apologize for that. So in any case, we're looking to get the discussion going. Back on track, I guess. It's centered around a very brief agenda, just really three items for discussion. One is to just to update everyone and maybe have a little bit of discussion on the IDM variant project that is ongoing, the IDM variant TLD project, I should say. And then to cover a little bit and to work out a finalization of the draft of the final report on universal acceptance, which we hope to present to the community before the Beijing meeting in April, and to try to have an open session there to get more input on the subject. So that's what I'm going to say. Any additions, thoughts? If not, I'll jump right in. The IDM variant TLD project, most of you probably followed and seen the publishing of the report from Project 2.1, I think it's called, and that's the label generation rule set, and also another publishing of the user experience report, which is a draft final report, which just came out a few days ago. So I don't know whether. I actually forgot whether there's anyone from staff who knows a little bit more about this that can share their any update. Is it just Natalie, you, and Bart?
Yes, and so I have no clue.
Okay. No problem. And I guess in terms of that, I guess I can give a quick update, and then there's one particular thing that I wanted to talk about. So both working teams have been progressing steadily, I guess, and there has been community input and sessions in Toronto and in LA previously, and some conference calls were done. And then a couple of draft reports came out, and I think for the Project 2.1, which is label generation rule set, the general framework is to have a two-panel setup. There would be a linguistic panel would be created, and then to look at different languages and scripts, and then it's going to go into a secondary panel that determines whether there are any security or other types of issues, so that it could integrate, sort of called the integration panel, to put in to use it at the root level, and then the project 6, which is the user experience project, identified quite a number of different challenges and issues with variants. In fact, that I think there are some of them we might want to take a look and see if we would include in the discussion of universal acceptance, because it seems like there is some if we are going to see IDN variants at the TLD, which that's where our direction is pointing, all the discussions are pointing, then there would be some that would be potential universal acceptance issues that maybe should be included. I'm not saying extensive inclusion into what we're doing, but at least we should point to those reports that are out there. So that's the quick update, but I guess I'd like to see if anyone want to add to it, but I think there's one particular issue that I wanted to raise and see if this group would be, in fact, I would recommend this group to take a look at and report back to our councils, and that is for both the project team reports from the variant issues, variant projects, it has been identified fairly clearly that there are processes and procedures that need to be in place beyond what is being considered within the variant PLD teams right now. And those may be policy considerations that the respective SOs will need to deal with. So I think as a group, I'd like to ask that we take a look at that and report back to our respective councils and highlight it to them, because I guess this is part of, this would be somewhat part of our job to try to bring it to the councils, the respective councils' attention that this may need more input from the two SOs, the CCNSO and the GNSO, as the work on the IDM variant TLD continues. So I don't know whether I'm making sense. So I just want to see if anyone has any questions about the reports that have been out, whether we wanted to respond to them in any particular form, but also, more importantly, to raise to highlight it and bring it back to the respective councils. So,
Edmund, this is Chris Dillon. I have a comment and a question for you. It's just quite basic stuff, but I know there was a draft of the Project 2.1 report just before Christmas. Now, what is the latest draft of the Project 6 report? Because I haven't seen a new draft for some time, and I'm wondering if I have missed a draft of that report. Does anybody know when that report came out?
I saw one that came out on the 18th of January.
Oh, dear. So, okay.
a few days ago.
Yes, I haven't read that.
I actually just came across it, and I saw it come out, but I haven't read it in detail either myself, and it's not in a redlined version, so I don't know. I can't quickly identify what has been changed.
Okay, but thank you for alerting me to the existence of it. I can now go looking for it.
It's right at the front page. Well, I can. I think it was just announced.
Right. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
So I think it describes some of the challenges, and what is important to note is that it also highlights that there is a balance to be made between security in a pure technical sense and the linguistic requirements, I guess, or the needs or desires of the linguistic community, and that's where I guess the policy part comes into play. And similarly, the Project 2.1 team also recognized that there comes a point where it is. Let me try to phrase it well. And there comes a point where a variant is, quote-unquote, safe to be included in the root in terms of technical security, but whether it should be and how it should be becomes a policy issue. And that would fall into the realm of the that may fall into the realm of policy implementation by staff, or require some input from the two supporting organizations, from CCNSO and GNSO. So therein lies where I think we might want to highlight that development to the two councils, so that either to ask them to have us look and take a deeper look, or that they respectively should take a deeper look at what those issues or what scope that might be. Anyone else? I'm curious, Bart or Avery, whether you have any thoughts on what I highlighted, or Fahd or Murana. No one? If so, I guess I can probably provide a little bit more into the mailing list, but since I do have Bart and Avery on this call, I wonder if you have any immediate thoughts on that particular part, because I guess, you know, going to Bart first, I understand that the CCPDP is somewhat wrapping up part of the work as well. Is it worthwhile to, you know, raise it there and for that team to take a deeper look into this area, or you know, how do you see that?
This is Bart. You're right about the PDP that it's wrapping up. Say, what will happen over the next week or two is that the interim report will be published, and that's a combination of the two, the final reports of the working groups. So that allows for some smaller tweaks, I would say. So if you think it's worth to submit anything then and raise it, say, it will go back again, but say, with regard to the variant stuff, etc., that will be revisited anyway at a later stage. So that's
right. I think it's more of the latter, which is I'm not suggesting we make any changes to the current documents. I'm suggesting more so that the later discussion might want to start sooner, because it is, at least I'd like to bring that to maybe the group or the council's attention, is that as the variant team is working on some of the things, it may be valuable for the council or the working group to consider some of the policy or implementation impact that would come down the road, and get a sense of what the group might need to do later on.
In that sense, say Edmund, you're part of the working group anyway, and say the working group is still alive, say the IDN working group, of the IDN PDP working group 1. That's the point to raise it. That it will, if you look at the CCNSO Council, it might be brought to their attention, and but they are waiting recommendations of the IDN working group. So what will happen, so you understand what will happen, say, in a way, the council, the CCNSO council, is very passive. It's
right.
Passive. And so they will not give any guidance or direction to the working group until the stage that it needs to be revisited, and there is an indication that the work on the variants could be started. Because otherwise, it's getting close. And maybe to give you a sense of timing, the interim report will be, as I said, will be published in 1 or 2 weeks. It will be a relatively short public comment period because we have to go through the process because, both parts have been part of an extensive public scrutiny, etc. And then it will end up in a final report, and hopefully by Beijing, the CCNSO Council will vote upon it. And then post Beijing, so between Beijing and Durban, the CCNSO membership will vote on it. So by Durban, it should be completed. But so this is more a procedural stage than anything else. And I think that the best way to do it is to alert the IDN Working Group 1, and you're part of it, and say, and maybe have a discussion there, what is the best timing to start and work on the variant issue, because everybody knows it needs to be addressed at some stage.
Right. So that's a clearer path in terms of the CCNSO, because the IDM working group is sort of alive and expecting a little bit more work on the IDM variant issue. The situation on the GNSO is a little bit different. The IDM working group a long time ago has wrapped up its work, and there is, I don't think, besides this particular group, there is no active discussion about IDNs in the GNSO. So I'm curious whether, Avery, you're on the call, whether you have any thoughts or suggestions as to, because just to recap a little bit again, the two reports are pointing to that there are certain policy decisions to be made, and you know, once a variant TLD is cleared for technically and security wise to be, it is possible to put in the route, there is still a policy decision or implementation to decide whether or how or with what other processes needs to be in place to actually put it in. So how we go about doing that is, it's sort of a question here, and perhaps, you know, whether this group can make any highlight this to the council or somehow. I don't know, Avery, if you're still on the call.
No,
or so I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Other than going through, I mean, it seems like once all is said and done, yes, this group needs to report it to the council. The only way council has it would have to kick off a new PDP to do any new policy work on the GTLDs. Now, I don't think any of this, or actually it's almost a question because I haven't paid attention, that any of the new IDN GTLD applicants, any of the applications for new IDN GTLDs, do they have this as an issue? If they do, then it probably has a high level, and somebody should be telling the council quite soon that a policy is needed. Now, I don't think it's the case, and therefore there's no hurry if it isn't the case for any of the current applicants, and that when all the dust has settled on these discussions, yes, someone will have to ask for a issues report that basically gathers these other things together by reference or by however, and then gives the council its ability to say, yes, we need to start a PDP that does A, B, C, and D. But since I don't think it's an issue at the moment for the new batch, unless somebody, you know, knows for a fact that it is an issue for one of the applicants, I don't see doing anything at the moment. Other than reporting.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Avery. I could say for some certainty that it is an issue for many of the applicants. Especially those for Chinese, and I believe some for Arabic and some of the languages as well. So what we are looking at is a couple of things. Looking at the report from the IDM variant team, it seems to be saying that in terms of the label generation rule set, it would simply provide ICANN with an indication of whether a resulting string, whether a applied for string and a resulting IDN variant string are both safe to put into the root. What it will not say is whether it should be or must be or how, whether, you know, because there are other parts where, you know, you might need additional evaluation, you might need additional fee. Those issues are considered outside of the scope of the IDN variant working team. But without those, you know, you basically end up with saying, okay, yes, this variant you can put it in, but there is no process to allow them to be put in.
This is Avery again. I understood that. If indeed this is going to be a problem for any of those new GTLD applicants, I'm surprised that they're not coming through, you know, the NTAG and the other subgroups of registries saying, hey, we've got a problem here. How are we going to do this? But this group should certainly then report to the council that alert them to there is this problem. I don't think we have any council members on this group at the moment. I mean, you know, you or I certainly can talk to the council and get put on their agenda if you know, we feel it's necessary. But they have to initiate, someone has to initiate an issues report to get a PDP started in the GNSO, you know, and this group can't initiate an issues report, but could certainly suggest it to the council. And while the CCNSO could initiate one, that doesn't make sense. So the only way it would happen is if the registries asked for it or if this group recommended it.
But okay. Thank you, Abby. And that's, in terms of answer to your question, well, they have been jumping up and down on other lists, just not on the NTAG and
or registries.
Registry lists, and it is coming very, very soon, actually.
Okay.
We brought up, I've been wearing a different hat. I've been tasked to do that.
Okay,
but, so it will be coming. But I think, you know, for this particular group, so I guess I get a sense that it is probably appropriate for this group to try to draft something and bring this issue to the attention of at least the GNSO. And on the CCNSO side, we might actually be bringing the attention directly to the IDN working group that is still alive. I guess that makes sense, right?
This is Avery. It seems like it would make sense. In fact, it's probably the same report with a different last line, you know.
Yeah.
I exaggerate a little, but yeah.
Okay, so in that case, I guess I will I'll draft that and send it to the list, and we can see if we can, as a group, be comfortable with that and send it over as the jig. So that's that I think is the that particular agenda item. Any other thoughts on IDM variant theories and the work from the project teams? If not, I guess I'll move on to the next item, which is working on finalizing the draft final report that we hope to put out, I guess, before the Beijing meeting. And that means the Beijing meeting is April 7 to 11, I think. And so if we want to put it out and keep the public comments alive during that time so that we can have a session on it, I guess we should put it out in March.
Yeah.
That the that would sort of
timeline, yes.
Right. So I was looking back at the notes that we had, and I think we've pretty much covered the sort of four recommendations. I'll quickly repeat them. Number one is to recommend that IDN TLD operators themselves be supporting universal acceptance in their own systems, and we're sort of pointing to the IDN guidelines to remedy that. Number two is to recommend ICANN to set aside specific budget for this work. The third one is to recommend that checklists and guidance for new IDM TLDs, including gTLDs and ccTLDs, things like what they should be aware of as they launch their new IDM TLDs to create that kind of checklist from ICANN. And fourth, a more general recommendation that staff continue the work and provide some suggestions on some of the things that should be worked on. So there was a discussion whether number two and number four would be combined together as they are, without the budget there wouldn't be, allocation staff. I thought about it a little bit more, but I think I still want it to be two different things, because the allocating budget, it might be the case that, our suggestions are not good enough, or ICANN comes up with additional suggestions, and they would, they would modify more of D&D, and they're really two different processes in the whole ICANN process. So I thought we would, because it attaches to different parts of ICANN, I guess. I'd like to keep it being those four recommendations, and we have pretty much gone through each one of them and a broad strokes. What is left for me to do is to compile those notes into an actual draft, because right now it's a number of notes in here and there, and it's not fully formed at this point. But on those four items, I don't know whether there are any thoughts on whether there are any additions or any concerns with going forward with that.
This is Bart.
Yes.
I think that the best way forward is probably if you and I and Jan could go over it and send it to the list again and discuss it at full length at the next call, because I think
right.
most of us have forgotten all about it.
Right. Understand. And that works well with the timeline as well, because we're doing a monthly call at this point. By the time February call comes along, I think we'll use this month to, I guess, Bart, you and myself and Jane will work on a full draft and then send to the list, and then we can walk through it in our next meeting, which will give us another month into March, and for the March meeting, we could finalize it and put it out for public comment, so it will be a live a public and live document come Beijing.
Hello, Edmund. It's Chris Dillon. There's just one thing I would like to highlight, and it's actually in the summary of recommendations under B, and there's the use of the word toolkits there, and I think it'd be quite interesting to know what kind of toolkits, whether people are talking about libraries of bits of codes or tables or exactly what that word means. I feel as if it needs expanding a bit.
Okay, good point. That is taken directly from the, I think it's called a toolkit, because the previous work that the Universal Acceptance Team from ICANN has produced is a programmatic, so it's an algorithmic toolkit. It's a piece of software and a piece of code to be used, and that's what I'm calling toolkit. I guess I can make sure that that's the wording that is correct, that is used by the ICANN team, and probably put a link in the description so that it points to that, what we're trying to say, because that is already in place. It's there. There's a piece of code where you can check for the TLD list and stuff, and that's the toolkit that I'm referring to. So,
I mean, the reason I'm flagging that up is that obviously there are budgetary implications of that, and generally speaking, with budgets, often it tends to be good to be quite specific. You know, we want money to do this, that, and the other, because a lot of budget committees will give they'll give money for one thing, but perhaps not for other things. So generally speaking, the more detail you give, the more chance you have of at least getting part of it funded.
Right, thank you for the input. And one of the suggestions that we discussed earlier is that there is in the strategic plan, which is being used for the budget process, there is a particular item or a set of items that is called competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice. And that, I think, is the area where we suggested that there should be an item under that to consider universal acceptance as part of the program for considering consumer trust and to the DNS.
Yes, but it's more actually within that, you know, within that possible budget for universal acceptance, exactly, it's really just trying to break it down into specific sorts of, informational materials for various audiences and tools for use in certain situations, you know, on certain operating systems. I don't know. I just feel instinctively it would be really good to have that bit just expanded so that, you know, if there is a chance of money in the future, that committees could look at it and say, well, we would have a remit to fund this bit, but there's no way we can look at that sort of thing. That's better than nothing.
Right. So I guess from this group, probably we won't have the full plan, because that will be defined by the staff. But what we probably can do is list out some priorities. Like these are the few things, and this is sort of the priority that when you think about it, if you have enough money, then number one should go, number two should go.
Yes, yes.
So,
that,
would that,
that, lovely, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to go through the councils again, so it should come as a suggestion from the councils.
Right, so eventually that would be the case, but I guess if I got you correctly, Chris, that we're not trying to make it as a August as a full recommendation for a future budget, but I guess we are listing out some of the things that we think would be useful to think about, and it's more of a stock taking, and I would put those under a description of the things rather than the actual recommendation itself. It's like, these are some of the things that you want to think about, and these are probably the priority. But if any eventual actual recommendation that goes to the budget process, it has to go through the council. So this report goes to the council. The councils could adopt it or not adopt it. And then eventually when the budget process comes along, they could then take whatever this and formulate into specific recommendations. Does that make sense, Mark?
That completely makes sense. And what you're saying is that we would like to recommend a particular prioritization, or conceivably more than one. So we would like to say that we think this is important, and just see what the councils do with that.
And going back, Edmund.
Mark, please go ahead.
Yeah, if you agree with that, because you have to go through the council, it sets the tone for the draft final report as well. Think of it as a recommendation to the councils, and not directly to the board.
Mm.
That would make it easier.
Mm. Right. Okay, and Chris, I wonder if, based on the stuff that's already there, do you think you can take a first stab at maybe some broad strokes as what do you think the priorities might be, and list a few of them out and throw it to the mailing list, and we can discuss from there.
I will have a go at doing that. I mean, we can always play around with it to a considerable extent, but yeah, I'm happy to do that.
That would be great. Okay, so with that, I wonder if anyone has any further thoughts. And thank you, Mariana, for the input. That will certainly be included in some of the background information in the report.
Sorry, I didn't catch exactly what did you say.
I was just thanking you for providing the information earlier on, and we would catalog that into the final report and just say point to that as an example.
Oh, I forgot it. It was a month or maybe 2 months
right.
before.
Yeah, that. 2 months ago, right.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, thank you.
I'll try to help.
So with that, I guess that really brings me to the end of this particular part, and we have somewhat covered the next steps and leading into Beijing. So this month we'll work on getting a full draft out circulated to the mailing list come February. We hope to be able to walk through the whole report with the group, and through February and into March, we'll try to finalize it for a public document. And right after the March meeting, we'll try to publish it for public comments. That's the next steps. And I guess the question then is, all along we've been saying that I think we held a sort of more public session for single character IDMPLDs in Cartagena, and that was quite quite successful in my view. There was a pretty good interaction there. So I'd like to try to suggest a similar approach for this report in Beijing. And I wonder how we could initiate that scheduling and all that in the whole ICANN meeting process. So I'm sort of asking to see if Bart or Natalie, who would be able to help us to negotiate some time.
What do you want, Edmund? What do you want to do? Because I know the schedule is filling very, very rapidly right now.
Right. So what I think would be useful is to have an open and public session, which would invite the whole community to come and talk about this particular subject, which is universal acceptance of IDNTLDs. Focus more on IDNs because that would bring the relevance to CCTLDs as well. And we'd invite it'd be less of a working group session, but more of explaining to the community at large on what the recommendations are looking like and what the thinking was about, and what we are asking the ICANN, what we're asking ICANN, and actually also the ICANN community to work on for this particular subject and try to get feedback from the community at large. So we sort of like a panel. We would invite maybe a few speakers from this working group and also beyond this working group to talk about this particular issue, but also to lay out the recommendations and see if there are additions or comments into it.
Okay, now it's clear. Let's try to do this, say the rest of it online. And I think that the best timing for it would be Monday afternoon, late in the afternoon again.
Right. Sure.
So, because that's going to be the issue, is to find, say, an appropriate room and the timing in the schedule.
Right.
I'm in the schedule.
I guess... especially given that we are going to be in Beijing, I guess we can attract a good audience on the subject. So if we get a bigger room, I'll try my best to get more people to go.
Yeah, so we're talking about a mid-sized room, but let's say that's
right.
So fine.
Okay.
We do that this month, so we can put in a room request.
So I guess I'll Bart, you'll be helping us with that, right? Cool.
I'll be liaising with you and Jan.
Okay. So with that, I guess that's pretty much all I have prepared for this meeting. I wonder if there is any other thoughts, suggestions. If not, as mentioned, we'll try to put the full draft together as soon as possible and circulate it to the mailing list. And thank you, everyone, for joining.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, all.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Sam. You announced that we're